Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@Hotmail.com. I want to say thank you so much for your support. We're close to 800,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without your support. Thank you. I really hope you enjoyed the shows and had a good time listening. Well, this evening, wow, I'm so blessed to have some wonderful actors on the line, Kaylee Hawk and actor Darren DeWitt Henson. They're in The Meantime on Up TV Network, coming out this Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. on Up TV Network. Darren's on the line right now. Good evening, Darren. Darren, can you hear me still?
I can hear you. I'm here.
Okay, all right. I couldn't hear you. I think now, is this Kaylee? Is this you?
Hey, it's me.
Hey. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for hosting us. I'm so excited. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you guys are in this new movie. It's coming out this weekend. Darren, I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about your character. His name is Kwame.
Yeah, my character's name is Kwame Sibley, and he is an attorney that works for a real estate firm. And he is trying to make partner, and he finds himself in a position in this particular film doing pro bono work. And as you know, you cannot bill pro bono work. So he's not really happy about that. And he finds himself working in a community center dealing with some very unlikely illiterate members of that community. And he finds himself having to be there for a couple of months to assist these people to bringing their reading levels up, and he's not really too happy about it at first.
And so, Kaylee, how do you connect with, tell the audience about your relationship, your jazz in the film in The Meantime. Talk to the audience about how you connect with Kwame or how you guys interact.
Well, my character, Jasmine Wells, she's a woman who's kind of in limbo in life in general, and she's engaged to a crazy young artist named Black, that's what he calls himself, and played by Music Goldchild, who does a really amazing job in the film. And she kind of finds her relationship is put on hold by his decision to attend this artist retreat, which is going to take him away for about 6 months. So she doesn't know what's going on with her relationship. She loses her job, and she has to sort of reinvent herself. And the film is really about her journey of self-discovery through these random series of events that she has to endure ultimately. And, of course, meeting Kwame is one of the things she has to endure, because, of course, when she meets him, she doesn't really like him. They have a very interesting introduction to each other, and it's not particularly pleasant. And so she kind of holds on to that, and she does not warm to him very quickly. But, of course, ultimately, as I have warmed to Darren Henson, she does yield to him, because, I mean, just a really warm person, and he plays Kwame in such a warm way that, I mean, people are not going to be able to not fall in love with Darren or the character in the film.
Well, Darren, I'm sure, has a lot of followers. He's a very handsome, sexy man, and so I think even if he wasn't warm, he still have a lot of followers.
let it be known that Callie Hawk just made my heartbeat go up a bunch of paces. So just let it be known, my blood pressure just went up. Callie Hawk has officially excited me.
Okay, now let me turn the air conditioner. So you guys are dealing with an interesting topic in this film, the issue of illiteracy. There's you're working with the people in the center who are illiterate, and they're different ages. They're adults. How do you feel about this, Darren? Do you know anybody who can't read, or when you were in school, did you experience kids who were getting pushed through that, like, why are they getting pushed through? They can't even pass the test or something.
Yes. Unfortunately, I have met quite a few people. You know, I've been on tour quite a few months with my book, and part of the tour is in the school systems, high school, colleges, and grade school. And I met a young man, which I will leave nameless right now, but he was actually a very, very strong person as far as I was concerned, because I asked, who's the strongest person in the auditorium when I was doing the lecture? And all of these big guys stood up, football players and stuff, and then I said, well, who has a problem reading? And this young man raised his hand. And to me, he was a very strong individual by letting the whole assembly class know he has a problem reading. So we brought him up on stage, and there were some things that I learned in a Anthony Robbins seminar that I've been practicing for quite a few years, and did some work with him for about 15 minutes. And at the end of that, as a result of doing that work, you know, I gave him one of the books, and he read at his reading level that quick.
Wow.
So it was really outstanding. But as I said, unfortunately, within this country, young men and women are not reading at their grade levels and beyond their grade levels. So we still do have a problem that needs to be dealt with in this country. So the film is very timely.
One of the things, statistics, two-thirds of students who cannot read proficiently by the end of fourth grade will end up in jail or welfare. One in four children in America grow up without learning how to read. So it is a very serious issue. Now, Kaylee, in the film, you're dealing with another serious issue. Well, a couple. You're a tall gal, just like myself. I'm tall, and I come from a tall family. You're going out with someone, I don't know if this was purposeful, but he's shorter than you, and then he left you for 6 months. Would you stay around for 6 months for somebody in real life? I mean, that seems pretty, I don't know. I don't think I could do that.
Well, I think no matter how tall or short the guy is, he's inconsiderate. I kind of take the cake. But I don't know if Music School Child's character is really trying to be inconsiderate. I think that he's an artist, and artists do tend to have a heightened narcissism when it comes to their art and their dream and their past. And I think there's a certain singularity to the way that he sees their life. He sees them both on one path, and that's the path toward his artistic greatness. But it is nice that he wants to include her, so, you know, you can't completely hate on the guy. For myself, you know, as Callie, I don't know if I would be okay having my man go into a situation where he's completely isolated from the world for 6 months. I mean, I guess if the person is shooting a movie, or if I'm dating a scientist and he's on some special kind of expedition for 6 months, I imagine I would still be able to talk to the person or visit the person or still maintain a connection. But in this case, Jasmine's fiance in the film, he's pretty much isolated from her the whole time. So, I mean, it is kind of like putting the brakes on their relationship, which does force her to reevaluate her entire life, because she's pretty much defined herself within the context of this relationship. So
she's done her favor in a way. Right. You kind of freed her up. I just want to mention again that the film is going to air this weekend, August 17th and 18th, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. Also, both of you are on Twitter. You guys follow at Kaylee Hawk, and also follow Mr. D. Hen. And Darren, talk a little bit about this book, Intimate Thoughts. What's in there? What can we expect if we pick up a copy? And what do you hope that people will learn?
Well, Intimate Thoughts and the Spirit of Change really is about that. You know, things are changing around us, whether we want them to or not. You know, there was one time where we used typewriters, now we use computers. You know, we watched years ago or not, the Jetsons on television, and we laughed or wondered at how, you know, people could, you know, talk to someone on a television set and they'd be on the other side. Now we have cell phones and we have Skype and FaceTime that do exactly that. So it's really about the change that people must go through. It's about growth. It's about come as you are, don't stay as you are. And really it's about personal, individual power. There's a word that we hear in society all the time. It's called responsibility. Responsibility. Well, you know, when you dissect that word and you break it down and you build it back up, what it really is about is responding to our ability. And what is our ability? Well, there is no ceiling. We can do anything as long as we decide and we put actions behind it. We can be the best at everything. No matter what it is, I think that we can grow into whatever we believe. And that's why it's very important. Education is key here. Education as well as creativity is key. But with the creativity and education along with action, your dreams can come true. And that's really what the book is about.
That's awesome. Well, I want to mention your website is darrenhenson.com. You can go there and check out a copy of his book. Now, Ms. Kelly, you're working with another handsome guy, Lance Gross, and an awesome, steaming hot Ava DuVernay. She's been on the podcast before. Talk to me. What's going on with this movie? Say yes.
Oh, man, we've been getting so many warm reviews for this film. I mean, it's just an artistic masterpiece. People have really, I think someone described it as an explosive and celebratory look at Black beauty. I thought, wow. That's the best description of anything ever. So I felt really honored to be a part of something that was reviewed that positively. Lance, of course, is he's Lance. Lance Gross is really magical, really giving guy. He's also a really, really positive person and a really kind person and an all around nice guy. I mean, he's got great values. These are the things that really make someone likable in my eyes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as an actor, you meet a lot of good-looking guys every day. You see another good-looking actor, but to be as beautiful inside as you are on the outside, that's a little more rare, you know, to come across. And he really does have that combination. So nice to work opposite him and to have him as a love interest. I think I may have learned a thing or two about how to increase my personal romance quotient.
Well, you guys worked with some wonderful people in the film. You mentioned Music Soul Child, also Terry J. Vaughn. She plays your sister, Kaylee. And then, how did you guys keep a straight face with Tamala and David Mann? Darren, I mean, they are acting up like fools in the classroom scenes. Any funny bloopers that happened off screen that we may not have seen?
Who said we kept a straight face? I mean, on this film, it was pure laughter. You know, I mean, I have to say this. First of all, Callie Hawk, as sweet as she is funny as hell. She's hilarious and has comical genius. I mean, she's amazing. And then, you know, David and Tamala, I was just in awe. Like, everything that comes out of their mouths is hilarious. I mean, even when they're not trying to be funny, they're funny. So, I mean, we just had a great time. And, you know, Tommy Ford is a genius.
Tommy,
You know, I mean, Terry Vaughn, it was amazing. And I think, you know, I mean, we really had a fun time on this set. I mean, it was really a lot of fun going on this set. So it was, you know, and Atlanta's own Rodney Perry, I mean, his comical genius in the movie is, I mean, I don't even want to tell you. You just have to watch it.
You definitely have to watch it. This Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. on Up TV Network. So now, Kaylee, nervousness with the intimate, I mean, you had to hug and you kind of had a little, you know, intimacy with Darren. Did you like, oh, let me brush my teeth real quick before this happens? Any prep?
No. I mean, I feel like actors, we're a very amorous bunch. We're very tactile. We're always touching and hugging on each other. And, I mean, you know, when you watch strong male actors, get their makeup done. I think it kind of, it increases the intimacy between you. And it really, there's an imposed intimacy. So you become a lot closer than you even expect to just meeting, you know, just getting into the wardrobe and the makeup. So I would say that I guess I could sort of let you in on what it's like being romantic scene, but I think that's where the real comedy, the audience doesn't get to see it. Like, doing Say Yes with Lance, we actually used to tell knock-knock jokes into each other's mouths while we were doing our kissing scenes.
Are you serious?
So crazy. Yeah, we would get really close to each other, and just before we were going to kiss, we'd go, knock-knock, and just try not to laugh the whole time. I mean, there's so much laughter happening underneath. So with Darren, it was a similar thing where, you know, we have to kiss each other, but I'm wearing this bright pink lipstick, you know? And so you kiss the guy, and now he's wearing the lipstick, and then there's an endless amount of jokes that you can have with each other about that. And then, of course, the guy's going to make some jokes. I mean, pretty much actors, we just sit around, you know, teasing one another, and that doesn't stop just because there's kissing involved. If anything, it just happens more.
Right. So, Darren, you're in awesome shape. You have a fitness routine every day. Is there certain things that you, like, I have to run 10 miles, I got to do the weights. What's your routine for keeping in shape?
Yeah, it's definitely not 10. I'm only up to 5 miles a day, but that is something that I learned early on that it's important. This is my tool, and you have to keep it sharpened. So, you know, that was very important. That is that physical, mental, emotional, spiritual education as well. And for, you know, for everyone it's different, but I choose that route to exercise, you know, every day. I turn what I call my shoulds into must. And as an actor, mm-hmm. you know, I should work out. I should get up on time. I should make the phone calls. You know, I make sure that I don't procrastinate. So a lot of times people should all over themselves. So what I do is I turn my shoulds into must, and definitely exercise is one of the components of that, yes.
Let me just mention to the audience that you might have seen Darren in Soul Food, the Showtime series, also Stomp the Yard, The Inheritance. He's also an awesome choreographer and a producer. He's producing a lot of things going on. Darren, why don't you tell us about Four Hearts? You got Frat Brothers. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I have a few films in the film festivals around the country and in Montreal as well. I have a film called The Four of Hearts, directed by Eric Haywood, and that I produce with Eric, that I'm starring in. Also Nadine Ellis. We have quite a few wonderful actors in the film, and it's really a very intense film about couple swapping. And
I saw the clip.
It's a really wonderful trailer we have out. It's one of those that is going to become a big conversation piece, and we're doing incredibly well at the film festivals. But you know, hopefully the audience will go on, look at the trailers. I'll be back in Atlanta for the Peachtree Village International Film Festival, showing it there. Then we're going to Orlando, Montreal, so it's all over the place. And another film that I directed, wrote, and produced called The Hotel, which is a dance film starring Michael Boogaloo, Shrimp Chambers, Shabadoo, Adolfo Quinones, Amrapali, Amber Galkar, which is a interracial kind of love story, but told through the medium of dance. So we're having some fun on the producing side
sleep.
As well.
I want to mention to the audience, he told me he only sleeps when it's necessary. So you're like wondering, like, when does he do all this stuff? He only sleeps a short time. Now, Kaylee, you're also, people probably seen you in Couples Retreat, Bridesmaid. Also, are you still doing the In Living Color? Are you doing that also?
That's actually that we got already.
Yeah, and then you were in People.
Hello?
So you're busy. Yeah, I'm still here. We're still here. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. So you're pretty busy too. What's coming up now after Say Yes? Do you have anything in the pipeline?
Next you'll see me in season 8 of the show Psych with Sule Hill, who's super awesome and many people remember and love from The West Wing. So that was really
cool. That's great.
I can't really give anything away about it, but that show has a really large fan base and people are really excited for that season. It's actually the 8th and final season, so they're going to tie up a lot of loose ends with that season, so I'm super excited to be a part of that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you guys are really great in the film. Again, that's this Saturday and Sunday on Up TV Network. In the meantime, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 11 p.m., also follow at Kaylee Hoff on Twitter. Follow Mr. D. Henn on Twitter. Check out DarrenHenson.com to learn more about his book, Intimate Thoughts, and all his wonderful projects. You guys, thank you so much for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
You.
I loved it.
All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful week weekend, okay?
Thank you to
okay,
all of
you.
The listeners.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actor, performer. Well, he's like triple threat, Darren DeWitt Henson, and also Kaylee Hawk. Beautiful, talented actress. They're in the meantime on Up TV Network this Saturday and Sunday, 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 11 p.m. Eastern. Check them out. And thank you for listening to me. You can follow at Joy Keys on Twitter, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I'm going to be giving away some movie tickets. I just decided that. So follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan so you can win some movie tickets this weekend. And thank you so much. Tomorrow I'll be speaking with South African singer Nathendo and also talking about Praise is the Cure, a breast cancer survivor Anita Connor. So tune in tomorrow. That's between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.